the Lord help us to commence with hymn 543. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. In this way the church has trod, down from Adam's day to this. Hymn 543.
Thank you. Let us read together from the book of the Judges, part of chapter 7, and the second book of Chronicles, part of chapter 14. Book of the Judges, chapter 7, and also from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 14. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20,000. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself likewise. Every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lap put in their hand to their mouth were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow. Said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent and smote it, that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel, and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers, and he said unto them, Look on me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men company that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands, and the 3 companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. We just turn to a few verses in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 14. Verse 8. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came unto Maresha. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zarephath at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, that in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, the Ethiopians fled, and Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Amen. O Lord, we do see that mercy which is with thee. May we fear thee aright with that holy filial fear. We seek, Lord, at the even of thy day, mercy for us. For our sins and shortcomings are many, and we are brought low because of sin and unbelief. And yet we would humbly plead that Thou wilt send the blessed Spirit of Truth, and there may be a little sweet knowledge of Thy presence. Lord, we are unworthy, but we pray that Thou wilt come and hear the prayer offered, and we trust the desires of every living one. And Lord, do grant to us that covering for sin and unworthiness as we plead the name of Jesus. Lord, do be with us as we seek that Thou not leave us, but come. Lord, we think the door's being shut, but may it please Thee, Lord, to come in the midst. By Thy blessed Spirit, come down. Remember, Lord, those that have come praying their way and yet fearing to. Remember, we pray Thee, the poor and the needy that not by the way, if so be, there may be hope. Lord, do bless the things which have been attended to. Pray over the service this morning and the things which have been attended to, and the prayer, and the reading, and the word we suppose that has been read, and we pray Thy blessing upon it. And we pray that Thou bless the Sabbath school. Lord, we pray that when there is that gathering, Thou wilt be with the little ones and older ones, that this may be God-owned over many years to come, perhaps. We do pray for the young. Thou knowest our heart goes up to Thee, that Thou wilt keep them and richly bless them. Lord, remember those that are in affliction, and do grant, Lord, that needful healing touch. Some perhaps need Thee in their souls and even circumstances, and do grant Thy healing touch in life's journey. We desire to come and seek that Thou wilt be with us, Lord, to open the book, and may there be with spices and that sacred savour of Thy name, but it needs Thee to show Thyself through the letters. Lord, we pray that Thou help us to be under that influence of the Spirit to hear and to speak. And do grant that Thou bless the causes represented. How we pray, Lord, that Thou come and grant the goings in the tops of the mulberry trees of the hearts of Thy people. And there may be, Lord, that demonstration of Thy Spirit. Lord, we pray there may be that ingathering of living stones laid upon that chief cornerstone. We pray for our older friends. Lord, we have thought about them and pray that in old age they may bring forth fruit if it please Thee. Lord, we pray that Thou grant a harvest in older hearts. Lord, it would gladden our hearts to hear those things which Thou hast done. And we pray that Thou wilt remember each and every one, Lord. We think of those that perhaps need Thee to begin all over again, as it were. Or any, Lord, that may come to a full stop. And any, Lord, that may come this evening feelingly for the last time. And do grant Thy blessing on Thy word as in days gone by, and grant, Lord, that separation and that blessing of God upon Thy word, that Christ may be exalted and sinners laid low. Oh, we do desire, Lord, that thou help us to thank thee. And for thy mercies, again we're reminded, both here and in our own cause. Lord, that mercy of God in healing, and may it be continued. Lord, we do desire to thank thee for all thy goodness and thy healing mercies. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. We think of those at home and pray that thou bless them each. And do help us, Lord, to come. And may we not come, Lord, without thy gracious help laid upon one that is mighty. Oh, we do need thee, Lord, to come where sinners are, that we can say increasingly, to be amongst the poor and the needy, those, Lord, that seem to get worse, or seem to find there are many clouds of darkness, often tempted. But Lord, do come and grant that help of God and deliverance. And do help us, Lord, to come and see that we may be in thy hand. Lord, although poor, thou art rich. Although we view ourselves as being so insufficient, we plead that sufficiency of God, but our sufficiency is of God, who continue to bind the churches together. Grant, O Lord, that sweet union and that help of God to us in all, with all needed wisdom. And may we be able to know, Lord, that reviving in the churches, and remember our land for good. We live in perilous times, and we pray that yet thou have mercy upon our land. And do help us, Lord, to thank thee that ever we are spared and still on praying ground. And we come under that strange thought that we come before at the same throne, the Lord himself, that prayed unto his Father. And we pray that we may come, although sinners vile and base, low at the throne of grace. Oh, there's something so sweet in it, that there is a throne of grace. Forgive all amiss, make up where we fail, leave us not. Come, Lord Jesus, and grant us help of God laid upon one that is mighty to save, to undertake. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 681. Blessed are they whose guilt is gone, whose sins are washed away with blood, whose hope is fixed on Christ alone, whom Christ has reconciled to God. Hymn 681.
Thank you.
by the help of God, will direct you to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. The first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? The first of Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? We notice that the apostle is writing unto the Corinthians in the time of the apostolic gift, and it was needful for him to speak very clearly of the need of the preaching spoken of as prophesying, the preaching rather than the gifts that were granted to some, but there was not the understanding of those things which were spoken. It is very, very briefly the setting of our text. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth or preacheth edifieth the church. Things without, and even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound. How shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Those are the surrounding verses. But we seek to come this evening and speak in God's name. I was in such need of the Lord to guide me in my thoughts, and I was just going into the room at home, and this word came upon my spirit. We have read it in the Judges. You remember in that chapter of Gideon where it speaks of the trumpet, and it was with no uncertain sound. Gideon and 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. That would be between, we understand, about 10 in the evening to 2 in the morning. Very dark time. And there was special need of a good watch. And they had but newly set the watch. And that is what rested upon my mind. They had but newly set the watch. And there may be those things which are especially brought to the Lord in such a way as this. They had newly set the watch. The need for the Lord to grant that special watchful care in the night season, sometimes in the soul. In the church of God, it is a dark day. There is much need of faithfulness. Literally, the trumpets of old were all of one piece. I think they were made of silver or of such composite material. And it needed men that knew how to blow the trumpet. But there was a certain sound, when to go forward, when to halt, when to retreat, when there was a sound of war. An alarm. There was a certain sound. And they had to blow according to knowledge. That trumpet And it is spoken of in the word here regarding the true preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the same. There must be that true knowledge of how to preach or speak in God's name. Ever we must insist upon that spirit of humility and lowliness, feeling our sin and guilt, perhaps increasingly as I mentioned in prayer, or that need for the Lord to grant that gracious help by the preaching of the gospel. But God chooses to speak by his word, although he can speak whichever way he will. And there are many voices, but principally the church of God are gathered to hear what God the Lord will speak. And poor sinners, under the influence of God's precious grace, they come up with a who can tell. Well, they desire that the Lord may speak through his word, and it must be with no uncertain sound. Of course, it brings us to those truths. There must be that distinction between law and gospel. There must be that separation between the flesh and the spirit, not mixed up together, for the people to take what they will and leave what they don't want. There must be that sounding forth of that trumpet of the gospel. It is only of God to grant it, using the instrumentality or the most unworthy as we feel. It is a solemn matter to speak in God's name. And whenever we speak, we need to measure our thoughts by our own shortcomings. I hope we do. And then, of course, there is need to be the same in the pulpit as out of it. To have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, how we feel to need it. And to speak not in an unknown tongue, but by God's help and grace, of things handled, tasted and felt. Certainly in the way of life, when the Lord speaks in our poor lives, unworthy lives perhaps, and those things that he may bring to bear upon it, or prove the veracity, the truth of those things. Sometimes the Lord has been, I was speaking to a young man just recently, how he needed the Lord to grant a token, and asked for a hymn to be given out at some point. And the very first hymn was the one he asked the Lord might be given out to the encouragement and the comfort of his soul in much anxiety. So there are things which are known in the soul and proved in the pulpit, if I may speak like that, that it is the Lord. And then, of course, we do need the Lord to keep us well. And there is need for that consistency in proclaiming the truths of God. It would be a solemn thing if I speak a different gospel than I do at home. But I desire, under the help of God, to speak as the Lord may guide me in the truths of the word that we have read, in the light of the text, with the trumpet give an uncertain sound. Who shall prepare himself for the day of battle? The word speaks of that certain sound, which to me is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And in that river of life, the streams that break out, the different sweet aspects or doctrines and truths that flow to us through Jesus' blood. Firstly, there must be that setting forth of the channel of His mercy. And that truth, as it is revealed in, one has said, the yon lovely man. Because we want things the right way round, don't we? We need the Lord to grant us mercy, being prayed for. Oh, friends, it seems to me to be the great theme in the preaching of the gospel. I mean, the greatness of that mercy. Oh, that trumpet must give a certain sound, that mercy is with God, that He may be feared. Oh, that godly, gracious fear before the eyes of those that plead the name of Jesus, audibly and inaudibly. My friends, it searches our heart, doesn't it? It is how we come before the great I Am that borrows no leave to be. Dwelling in that light unto which no man can approach, we dare not rush into His presence. Well, it is if there is a sense God-given of the greatness of that I Am that I Am. And we certainly need it in the proclamation of the gospel. It is tidings from heaven, but it needs ears unstopped. It is the word of the living God, but do we feed upon it? Do we live upon it? Do we need the Lord to bring it all down to us like the manna all came down from heaven? Do we need the Lord to break the bread of life as it was so bountifully? There is a lad here with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Friends, just the amount that God would bless. And His words like that. Oh, it is when He breaks the bread of life. And in that certain sound of the gospel, it is all of free grace from first to last. Not somewhere in between. All of God. All undeserved. I believe there are those that know it in their heart. And come to the Lord like that. If so be, there may be hope. And then there is that need for that lifting up of the Lord Jesus. Just as the serpent was lifted up in the law and the solemn truth of it, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Oh, in that sweet equity of the gospel. Really, it exceeds that sound of the trumpet, doesn't it, that we read of in the word around Mount Sinai, where there were those thunders and lightnings, the sound of a trumpet, this trumpet. Friends, it's a sweet sound. That trumpet of Mount Sinai proclaims of the awful malady of sin without a remedy, except it be by the works of man, which is impossible. But the trumpet of the gospel, speaks of those things that God is pleased to make known in the giving of them. He doesn't send salvation down unknown, does he? It is to poor rebellious men from the beginning of the word to the end of it. Many, many sweet characters under the sound of that trumpet have been brought so sweetly to know a little knowledge, I think, for a moment, of Elijah. Spoken of as that still small voice. The application is the same. It's a good trumpet, isn't it? To reach those that are out of the way, but with hearts up to the Lord. And those that come and feel to be so ignorant, feel to be the worst. And oh, there is, as God touches hearts, a deep knowledge of the malady of sin that fills the heart with despair. We can't explain it, friends. It is that which is felt, accompanying the knowledge of God's holiness. There is a knowledge of that sin that convinces. That's an old-fashioned word today. Convinces deeply of sin. And yet we may have to pray for that convincing in God's dealings with us. Convince me of my sin and lead to Jesus. That's a good sound in the gospel trumpet. So there are many, many ways, many things which belong to this preaching or setting forth in the word here of the word of God by the sound of the trumpet. Perhaps there are a few things we may return to. But I was, as we do, hoping that we might have some enlargement. And we thought of this text and that. Do you know, it needs the Lord to grant that special help to know that it's the right word. And this word drops into my heart here. They newly set the watch. It set my thoughts and heart that there might be some enlargement. And then we thought of the gospel trumpet. And really it's a good part of the word, isn't it? Where the Lord would deliver, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Surely every one of those men would be needed, and in God's hand he must have so many men. No, not so. Oh, it's the sound of the trumpet, isn't it? The people are yet too many. I think often of that word, Zacchaeus, come down. For today I must abide at thy house. The Lord will deliver his people by whom he will deliver them. And we've read together that good account, sweet account. The Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give to the Midianites. Oh, friends, what sacred truths, isn't it, with our God to deliver. When they had newly set the watch, comes again to my mind. And we read that the Lord confirmed it again. The people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water. And I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomsoever You see, friends, it's the sound of the trumpet, isn't it? Whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. How clear, how distinct, how solemn. There is need for the Lord to grant to us that grace that reduces. Poor sinners, we read that he brought them down to try them. And by 300 men, well, there's heavenly wisdom in it. That by those 300 men, the Lord would put to flight the armies of the Midianites. Why is it so? It's in the gospel trumpet. God's not short, is he? No, how I think of it like this. We pray to the Lord and secretly say, well, it must be like this way, or that God is a God of means, and we choose the means for God, left to ourselves. Well it is, if we're brought to lay at his dear feet. You know, there's something real, isn't there? Dear Gideon, waiting upon his God. And that the Lord granted that number by whom he would deliver, by the 300 men that will I save and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Well, it's the same today. Let me just speak like this, friends. God's not short of means. Omnipotence hath servants everywhere. Do you believe it? The hymn writer sums it up, when most we need his helping hand, this friend of Gideon, friend of Abraham, friend of God's dear people, heavenly friend. This friend is always near. Oh, that we could sweetly feel it more. Sometimes it's good when there's a little enlargement of nearness to God. But oh, the days of darkness and trouble of soul are many, but it is all to keep us very low. It's God's way, isn't it? Choose thou the way, we sometimes sing, and still lead on. And then they had to go, and God chose how he would make it known by those that went down into the host, the edge of the host. It was spoken to the encouragement. What a sound of the gospel trumpet. God to grant an answer in an unlikely way. It was so, and Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped, like Jacob that worships, leaning upon the top of his staff. The more we know of the Lord's deliverance, the Lord's appearing, the more we'll worship, won't we? And sweetly feel it is the Lord. Oh, how precious it is when the Lord draws near or grants a token from heaven. When I blow the trumpet, I and all the men that are with me, we may speak of God sent ministers. And the need for that certain sound. Oh, it is when the Lord is lifted up and sinners laid low, and the Lord is pleased to grant his word with that savour and power. You know, friends, right to the very moment, isn't it? To the time. It is to circumstances. They had newly set the watch. And the Lord sent his word at that time, or the truth of it. and those waiting upon the Lord. I mean, in a gracious, humble way. We need repentance of God to proclaim the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, the time when the Lord would deliver his people and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hand. Now, that is what rested upon my mind. Oh, that wonderful way in which God was pleased to grant those answers of peace in an especial time of trouble and need of wisdom. But then my thoughts go further in the word. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, on the opposite view of things, when one man may say one thing and one another, and often said they both can't be right. Friends, it does need, doesn't it, the Lord to grant that sweet voice through his word. And the truth is this, it is not an uncertain sound, but a certain sound. And The old saints of God used to say the right ring about it. It is when it's tried, or when it is left to fall in this respect. For a moment have I forsaken thee, but with an everlasting kindness will I draw thee. And are those things that God does by his scale? He grants some heavy things, and there is a need for that learning of patience and needing the Lord to be our sufficiency, our sorrows in the scales he weighs. Have some walked in that? And what sorrows there are, unanswered prayer, but not unheard. We sometimes sing very quickly times of in that hymn, sometimes at weddings, isn't it? Times of trial, times of grief. Oh, so many times belong to God's people, and it's walking it out. One word especially, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's not to be proved immediately, perhaps, but over many years. The sufficiency of grace. It's with our God. Often think of it like the well. You can't see the water, but you keep going to the well with an empty vessel. The bringing up of the water, naturally, more so spiritually. And friends, God's people, they cannot sometimes see much at all. They don't know whether the Lord sometimes has gone out against them. They fear it. And they have to go with their empty vessel. Let it down well. Let it down a long way. And yes, friends, in the sound of the trumpet, there's always something that hasn't dried up. It's not like the brook Cherith, you know that well. God's in it by his truth, and it needs much patience, much help of God. Go again seven times, or to hear that word, but continue thou. You know, it's those souls, I want to come, those souls that feel that they're too poor for God. Or that all their providences seem to be against them. The Lord seems to build against them. For those that are perhaps brought so low that they hardly think they can pray again. Well, friends, we need one, do we not? So sweetly set forth in the gospel trumpet, that prayed so effectually the prayer, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It does in the hearts of God's dear people. Oh, that trumpet speaks of what is hidden and yet made known, what is in the doctrines of the Lord that are only known as we live by them. For the truth of them is made known through and by experience that God is faithful. And there is a learning of God's divine faithfulness accompanied by that knowledge of unworthiness, a readiness to acknowledge our guilt and shame, a spirit like unto David when he cried, "Create in me a right spirit." Friends, it is in the working of God that which God looks upon, not by merit but sees his own work and owns his own work, not because the sinner is a little better, even by God's grace. No, friends, it's all coming down and replenishing, and then there's forgiveness. What a divine and sacred sound it is. Forgiveness. Oh, it is that sound, isn't it, of the trumpet. Poor, guilty sinners. They love that sound of forgiveness. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. It have fruit, you know. It will have effect. And then I think also in the word of his grace, ah, the Spirit of God. You know, it is no uncertain sound, is it? Not one thing today and another tomorrow. Ah, the truth of the matter is, Jesus is that sweet fullness of his Father. And the word speaks of it. I know I've referred to it more than once, perhaps here, often, in that first chapter, John's Gospel. There are certain places that are very precious on me. It speaks of fullness, that's what I like. A fullness for sinners. So much so that, spoken of in this way, yet there is room. That yet the Lord will appear, that's good doctrine, isn't it? According to his wise decree. You know, we may pray to be taught of the Lord, but then we may quibble and find fault with the Lord because he leads us in a way we know not, paths we have not known. What grace is needed? And there is a sweet knowledge of the truth of it. He makes no mistake. The Spirit of God is beautifully set forth in the Word, as being that holy, blessed part of the Trinity. Oh, if only we could sweetly know it more. Friends, that way by which God reveals himself. And the blessed Spirit of truth, for those that seek the truth. And the blessed way in which he brings that truth down by the hymn writer speaks of it. Blessed Spirit of truth, come down. Where is it to? Angels? No. Poor, guilty, needy sinners. that long to feel their interest in his blood. You know, sometimes the Lord may bless his people and they feel such an enlargement. And on the morrow, as the hymn writer says, the Lord tries them so much they can hardly believe it was of the Lord. We do need more faith and more grace, don't we? Do you know, perhaps tomorrow he'll distress us, whatever that may mean, the sense, the hymn writer says, of guilt and sin. By whatever means he may distress us, there's this love in it, isn't there? And then that blessed spirit of truth reveals the things of God in the way of redemption and deliverance. It is when that truth reaches poor guilty sinner's heart. The Lord doesn't build up the old heart and patch it up, does he? He gives a new one. What wisdom there is in it. What grace. Friends, where would it be if we were to get better in our old heart by God's grace? We despair, wouldn't we? But it's looking unto him. A new heart will I give you. Oh, it's containing that word, I make all things new. It's in the gospel, the truth of it. Ah, oh, he is that Saviour divine, made known by the Spirit and the anointing of the blessed Spirit. Now I must hasten. There is also that certain sound, you know, that reaches deaf ears. Oh, some of us can well remember our unregeneracy. We said we'll not have this man or the gospel or any man reign over us, followed the course of this world. Are there any brought back, friends? They need the gospel, don't they? They want a certain sound about it, lest after all they should be cast off. Prodigals, friends, they live upon God's mercy, don't they, and the Father's bounty. And what he will do when he was yet a great way off. That's a good word, isn't it? A great way off. But there's some that feel like that tonight. Oh, it is when we're brought in the right way, and the Lord, you know, he makes up the highway, gathers out the stones for these poor prodigals. It's not any old way, it's a new, I think we've sung of it, it's a new and living way. Only sinners returning coming can come by it. That they are such that are brought to tread upon these places that God has made for them. Then he gathers out the stones. Then he brings them sweetly on their way. It's a highway for sinners, returning prodigals. Oh, that fear his frown. They've sinned against light and knowledge, certainly against their father's house. Friends, how few there are that know the certain sound of it, that live upon it. Oh, what a sweet, harmonious sound it is. I mean, in guilty hearts, that yet there is room. That the Lord is pleased to look upon poor sinners. Friends, he is that mediator that looks upon a holy, holy, righteous God with that divine and sacred knowledge and mercy dwells with him. To look upon that law of God with such obedience to it, with such godly, gracious, holy knowledge of it, and has fulfilled it, and look upon poor sinners in that sacred mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There is a sweet fullness. Oh, would to God we might feel it, friends, that he is the same. Let me point you to it, that he is that God and yet man. The man to suffer, and the God that is pleased to forgive. Let me direct you to it in this truth of the gospel. He is all and in all, everyone that believes. Then I want to hasten to my last thought, really. The trumpet gave an uncertain sound. There must be that cleaving, friends, to the old path when it's a good way. If we want to get to heaven at last, let us seek for the old path and keep those God-honoured and blessed ways by which he will be glorified and grant at last that sweet access. Come, well done, thou good and faithful servant. No, they're not all ministering servants. They're faithful, as kept and brought safely through. And what a day it is of compromise and turning aside. And friends, that's the spirit of many churches today. A new enlightenment, friends, it's from the pit. We need the Lord himself with that sweet light in which he dwells. It's been touched upon this evening. Ah, that sweet truth of it, made known to the enlightening and the blessing, enlarging, deliverance and leading, pardoning, by the grace of God, poor sinners that are brought humbly to his feet. I want to come to my last point that really was on my mind in thinking about the service earlier. I direct you to godly, gracious Asa in conclusion this evening. How the Lord was pleased to use that dear man. I direct you to a few thoughts in conclusion. We came out against them, this million. With their chariots. And Asa went out against him and they set the battle in array. And Asa called upon his God. Well, that's the best thing to do, isn't it? Look not on the host and their faces, their actions, their posture. He cried unto the Lord and said, it is nothing with thee to help. That's a good word, isn't it? In the trumpet, sound of the trumpet. Nothing with thee, O Lord, to help. He's not diminished, is he? At all. Oh, friends, let me direct you to my thoughts here. For we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. maybe our sins. It may be many things that we do not know of, or perhaps things we may come into. Friends, it is the sound of the gospel trumpet, isn't it? If the Lord be with us, all is well. All is well if Christ be mine. It is nothing with thee to help, with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God. Is a heart upright, doesn't it? For we rest on thee. Easily said, isn't it? Put God's name to everything and anything. Oh, it's resting upon him and being brought into the ways of truth and life. By their fruits ye shall know them. O Lord our God, for we rest on thee and in thy name we go. Against this multitude, O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. It's a good prayer. It's a good divinity, isn't it? Let not man prevail. And we need the Lord to keep us ourselves. I wonder if that was a text this evening. We rest on thee, and in thy name we go. We have to leave a few remarks. You know, it is a good word, isn't it? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the day of battle? We need to be prepared for eternity, and we need to be prepared for this conflict within. And those that are born of God must expect a conflict. The old man of sin and the new man of grace by no means can agree. And there are many conflicts. But you know, it is a sweet word, isn't it? We rest on thee, and in thy name we go. It's a good name to sinners in distress. Oh, and in that name there is a holiness. There is a holiness to impart. The only way we can speak of the impartation of holiness is through the merits of Christ. Oh, what a sacred sound in the gospel. When the blessed Spirit takes of those blessed attributes of the Saviour and lays them against the sin and guilt of his dear people so that they are delivered and brought to the foot of the cross and able to know that it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. Who shall prepare himself for the day of battle? We know not what conflicts there may be for the truth's sake. Friends, where would we be if we were ushered to eternity like some are, no doubt shall be? Friends, what ground are we on? What knowledge do we have of Christ? Are the dear saints of old laid down their lives, counted it nothing to know him? Or maybe be amongst whatever God may send. There may be things we know nothing of, but we do need to be made upright and ready to suffer for his name's sake. I'll leave a few remarks. We feel our poverty. May the Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day were £675, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be Thanksgiving services on Saturday at 3 o'clock and 6:15. Tea will be provided and collections taken for the Oakington Building Repair Fund. And God willing, Mr. Robert Field will preach then and next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 572. Before the earth or seas were made, Jesus was chosen as our head, the Father's first elect. In him the church was chosen too, and he engaged to bring them through, nor will he them neglect. Hymn 572.
Thank you.
O Lord, to bless thine own truth. Think again of that word they had newly set the watch. Grant thy watchful, loving care and thy mercy too. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest upon us each, now and forevermore. Amen.